Chapter 15.1 Section Summary.
In the 1790s, many people began a strong renewal of their religious faith. This movement became known as the Second Great Awakening. One leader of this movement, Charles Grandison Finney, preached to Protestants that they should do good things to prove their faith. Ministers such as Finney held huge prayer meetings, and church memberships grew dramatically. Women and African Americans were particularly drawn to this movement. Other Americans looked for different sources of spiritual inspiration. Some of these people followed transcendentalism, or the belief that one could rise above the material things in life. Transcendentalists encouraged people to follow their own beliefs, rely on their own judgment, and live simply. Some Americans tried to create utopian communities, or groups of people who lived and worked together to try to establish a perfect society. Some groups, such as the Shakers, built their communities on religious principles. They banned private property and lived very simply. Other utopian societies were built on non-religious principles and emphasized the equality of men and women. Although they allowed people to seek different lifestyles, very few of these communities ever succeeded. New ideas also influenced writers and painters in the early 1800s. The Romantic movement encouraged individuals to express their views of the world through emotion rather than reason. Many Romantic artists painted American landscapes and emphasized natural beauty and innocence. Other artists celebrated westward expansion. These new ideas affected writers as well. Writers such as Edgar Allan Poe, Nathaniel Hawthorne, and Herman Melville developed new styles of writing. Hawthorne's first novel, The Scarlet Letter, encouraged his readers not to hide their faults from others, while Herman Melville's novel, Moby Dick, discussed the tremendous power of nature. Poets such as Walt Whitman celebrated American individualism and democracy, while others such as John Greenleaf Whittier used poetry to protest slavery.